Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are trying to dine at Ruhlman's today,
take a time out.
No luck for you. They're closed today and tomorrow. Back open Wednesday. But the good news is you can see us Wednesday night at Ruhlman Steakhouse for our preview of the Nebraska football season. Doors open at 6, show at 7. You can still get a table or a spot. You have to text Phil Ruhlman. I have his cell phone number.
Directly, if you have the direct number.
Here it is. If you want to text Phil to be part of the show, to get a table, drink tickets, prime rib buffet, plus other great options.
Conversation, pre and post.
The number to text your call. Write this down. 402-403-8640. The number, again, 402-403-8640. That's Phil Ruhlman's personal cell phone number. You have to text or call that to reserve a table or a spot. He wants to hear from you. $100 a person, great meal, great show. Get ready for football season. It's the day before the game. Perfect.
Simple
time.
Wrote the number down. He's written it down every time you said it. And he also has his number in his cell phone. And he wrote it down. He wrote it down.
Just so he has
it. He wrote it down. No, it's okay. But you wrote it. You've written it down over 20 times.
Well, I don't think I have.
Thank you, Phil.
What breakers in the text line or YouTube are going? You guys can let us know. It's kind of a mini roll call. I'll look at this later on. But
yeah, we'll check it
out. If you're coming to our show Wednesday night, please let us know. I'd like to see who's going to be there. We know that Duke and Randy will be there before they head down to KC and have their booth in the south side of the stadium.
Leaving the next day to go to Oregon. Or Seattle first.
They're doing
a whole West Coast vacation.
Good God.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
So you get it. Well, we might be able to
have
Duke.
A lot of fun.
We'll have Duke come up, maybe give a small preview of that. Duke, come up and walk us through your trip.
Would Duke do that?
Yeah, he'd have his itinerary. Randy has done the itinerary. So Randy and Duke will come up. They'll also share that with you when you stop by their booth on the south side.
I'd like to see Duke come up and address the crowd.
Address the crowd.
I would.
So we encourage you to please, if you've thought about it, just do it. Join us at Ruhlman's Wednesday night. Call or text Phil, 402-403-8640. We hope to see you there at Ruhlman's.
I do not have Phil in my phone.
Well, we can't.
Enter it now. You've written it down every day.
Get the number there. So we brought up, we mentioned week zero games. We talked about K-State, Iowa State on the field. Something happened off the field, though, after the game. K-State loses this game 24-21, as we mentioned in the first segment. But there was a scuffle, not just between regular fans, but Avery Johnson, the quarterback, his dad, and Avery Johnson's brother were seen outside the stadium in postgame in a physical altercation.
And it went on for a while.
In a puddle.
They were in a puddle outside the stadium.
Bad look.
Bad look. I mean, as bad as you could get.
This is Mark Johnson and Anthony Johnson, the oldest son of the Johnson family. No arrests were made. There was a statement by Avery.
They released a statement.
And Mark, they said, quote, "We sincerely apologize for our actions following yesterday's football game in Ireland. Senseless bickering escalated into an unnecessary fight. We have resolved our differences and take full responsibility for our actions. We've apologized to our immediate and extended family and now extend our apologies to K-State, its alumni, and fans. We regret this incident, have learned from it, and are committed to ensuring it doesn't happen again. Please accept our deepest apologies, Mark and Anthony Johnson."
So is he just like pestering his dad, like behind him saying stuff
to
him?
What did he do? What started this fight?
You know how it goes.
That's the one thing. I couldn't imagine.
They've left the stadium, though, at this point.
All of a sudden, me just pestering my dad, and all of a sudden, we're in a fight.
Throwing blows.
They threw punches. There was punches thrown.
then they released a statement. God. I got a statement. I wish I would have whooped him more.
He got
that fight's still going.
Got what he deserved.
Kick him. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'll take him again.
But the worst part is that this is being serious, is like, I feel so bad for Avery Johnson.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do. I feel awful. They just lost a game. He didn't play bad. He's probably a few throws he'd like to have back, but he played well.
The story is his family.
And all of a sudden, you've lost this game, and you're pretty miserable. Then all of a sudden, this pops up on your phone.
Like, what the hell?
That your dad and your brother are in, and has a video of it.
Hey, I got a question for you as an older gentleman. This is generational discussion to me. I thought about this. If I saw the Johnsons fighting, I would, my reaction would be, don't take your phone out and film this. This is a family thing.
Oh, family affair. Dublin.
When you wouldn't. I would never.
Never. No.
But that's where we're at as a society, though. People can't get their phone out fast enough and get that.
Would the common person know that who was fighting, though? They know it's Avery's dad and brother?
Right now, you wouldn't know.
I think Kansas State fans would know.
It'd take a little bit, though. I don't think if all of a sudden from across, like about, say it's just 20 yards away, some people fighting. Is it the Johnsons? I don't think that's going through my head.
That's true. And if it was Nebraska, there's a lot of parents I would have no idea.
Yeah.
They're fighting. Yeah. So I mean, you're just filming a fight.
That was one of the most remarkable stories. And then they had to release a statement.
They had to.
Yeah. And then what? I just like to know finally from somebody. I just love to know. It's like, what was said? What started this fight? Yeah, what there's the constant big, when they say constant bickering,
that's
led
what,
to all of a sudden some one of them couldn't take it. Maybe, what would they be?
That's it.
Do you think it was over the failed conversion on 4th and 1? And maybe the boy was saying, man, if you would have raced him a little harder, he gets
oh,
that.
Boy. Oh, boy. So,
I don't know. I'd like to
he
know.
He gets that 4th and 1 if you weren't so light on him.
Hey, Dad, this one's on you.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
This is your fault, man. Well, we're 0-1 because
easy
of
on
you.
Now we're done.
Now we're done. Now we're fighting back. Now we're in a pickle.
So you had this fun trip to Dublin that involves the fighting afterwards, a loss for Kansas State in the rain, and now you're flying home with all this issue.
Can I say it's not that big of a deal? They got in a fight.
It'll go away.
It went viral, though. But just, yeah, it's the problem. Everyone saw it.
Just tell me a story when this has happened before.
Well, that's what I wondered. Do you think it's happened before and it just didn't make it viral?
I guarantee you, between like other parents, there's been squabbles and maybe even some fisticuffs between parents. Parents, not the own their own family, probably somebody else. There's always there's tension in a crowd.
Good example. Imagine, can you imagine at all any game this year where you see Dominic Raiola and Dayton Raiola fighting in the streets after the game?
That'd be a big deal.
The answer is no. You can't see that.
I can't mitigate that one.
No, that'd be a big story. Yeah, like, what kind of story is it? Pretty big.
It would be massive if we saw it happen.
Dayton, don't mess with your dad.
Don't do that.
That would be bigger, but that would be bigger because it's Dominic.
NFL player, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to think it's that big. They got in a fight. It's a family fight. It just happened to play out in public.
People saw it.
Also, if it happened
in a puddle in Dublin.
In Dublin.
I hope there were Guinnesses involved in this.
So today, right now, they're probably at the airport.
Yeah.
Just imagine people walking by. There's no chance. It's like, is that them? That's them. Right over there.
You have to have a sense of humor.
They probably like on their flight home. They're probably sitting next to each other.
Right.
With like a bandage around their head.
They're on the ground.
Incredible.
It was one of the most remarkable stories.
What a start to the football season. Great game and a fight afterwards between a dad and the brother of the K-State quarterback.
Just go Chris Kleiman real quick. You're going home. You're just like going, we're probably maybe a little more talented. We lose our player that our game plan was about in the first quarter. Like, never even had a touch. Didn't even have a touch of the ball besides his muff punt, which was a bad play. Mm-hmm. He's out. Quarterback lose the game, then afterwards it's like,
QB's family's fighting.
Kleiman doesn't have to address it too
much. No, he doesn't address it at all. But I just imagine all of a sudden,
but it's a pain.
Keith Mann has to cut on the plane. It's going up that coach. You got to suck it. Yeah. It appears as if the our quarterback's parent, dad,
and his brother,
were fighting in a puddle outside the stadium. Does anybody see it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on video.
Well, once again, I hope Kleiman has a sense of humor. That's wonderful. I mean, Dublin's not kind to Kansas State. It was not kind to Kansas State.
No, it wasn't, but fun for us, though. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bills Thrills is next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.